Go. Welcome to Hammer Dog! Most days, the number one sports betting show come out of Pat McAfee and corporate offices. This day, boy, oh boy.
It's a fucking bloodbath, mate.
I am Tone Diggs. It's Bubba Gumpino, Canadian Station Bearded Wonder Wide.
Good day, Tony.
Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, Tony?
We're going to have a lesson from Bruce in a little bit. Mitt, how are you?
I mean, I went 1-2 in the NBA last night, and I am 0-5 betting this fucking tournament.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's ugly out there today.
College basketball today is just an absolute bloodbath. If there was money on a team, guess what? They didn't cover.
Why? Everybody's fucking with these lines, and it's starting to fucking get in my head. Like, what? Clemson was a good bet tonight at +3.5 because everyone should be on NC State. Well, now Clemson was favored for a bit, and now Clemson's +1.5. So I don't know what the fuck to do.
Okay, let's just run through some college basketball.
Michigan's dead. Michigan's not making the tournament.
Michigan went 1-14 from the field in the second
half. Bruce, you want to talk to us about unit control real quick?
Yeah. So I woke up today. I was fired up. There's the Players Championship.
Yep.
Traffic on the highway. I had to take the long way in.
Took the long way.
And I've been really good with my units. I have been. I've been sticking to one unit, three unit. I just decided after placing my player's bet, you know what? I'm done pussyfooting around. I'm just going to absolutely hammer Michigan with my entire account balance. And now here I am.
And what did they do in the for second half?
They went 1-14 from the field. I think for 12 minutes they didn't score at all. No free throws, no field goals, no three pointers.
I'm afraid I've got some more bad news. Rami's in 21st.
T21 for Rami right now.
Yeah, and Morikawa looked like shit at practice, but guess what? Guess what, tour junkies?
Morikawa got all of his bad swings out yesterday. He's having a day. Yeah, Rami's T21. Why is that, Bruce?
He bogeyed on 17.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Not really, and 18's par 5, so you think he's bird back, and he didn't.
Against my fucking better judgment, I tweeted out my college basketball picks today.
I'm going to keep doing it. Don't care. If you want to be a prick and say something, I'll block you. Don't care.
Miami was up
15. It's fucking March. We're shooting from the hip.
Miami was up 15 in the first half. They crumbled, and they still
Michigan was absolutely steamrolling Rutgers in the first half.
I got Miami on a money line parlay with Sam Houston State. That one's going to work out. But as far as the spread's concerned, let's see here. Michigan money line. We all know how that went. Miami 6.5. George Mason, I had +5.5. They're down 20. Pitt, I had +5.5. I'm pretty sure they're down 20.
Yeah, they're down 17.5.
The only team I can hang my hat on at this moment, as I expected when I woke up this morning, Prairie View is up 11 at the 3 minutes left in the first.
Oh, yeah. So, wait, right now, what are you guys live to? Let's do a little live.
I'm dead. What
do you mean?
I'm live to
the listeners.
Michigan lost. South Florida lost. Baylor.
Oh, you were on South Florida with me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because
Iowa's down. Losing by 1 at half. Providence down 12 already, +6.5. Kansas up 1, Prairie View up 9, Arsenal tied. Let's keep going here, Bruce.
I just threw it.
Union Berlin tied. We have a winner. Roma Moneyline was a winner.
There you go. I'm currently George Mason +5.5. They are down 23. Pitt +5.5. They're down 16.5. Sam Houston State -5.5. They are up 16, so that's a good spot for me. As far as the golf's concerned, we did have an eagle from JT, which was a boost.
Hell yeah,
that was good. The hole in one profit boost hit, I think, maybe the first group that played 17 today.
Six people. Yeah, awesome, it took 6 tee offs on 17.
So that was awesome. That hit early. Who did I have? Matchups, I had Zalatoris versus Morikawa. Zalatoris is currently +4, Morikawa is -8. So I don't think I'm good there.
That just needs a few days.
Oh, yeah, that is a tournament bet. So
yeah, you just need a few days.
Homa I got against Cantlay. I think Cantlay actually played well today, if yeah, I remember correct. I think
he fired.
I do have JT to win the tournament. He came out. He's even, I think. I mean, it's not the best day to start.
I tell you what, I'm pretty sure.
We
got tonight.
We have all night.
I'm pretty sure, besides like throwing out a random bomb, I will only live bet golf on Sunday. Maybe Saturday.
That's not a terrible way to do it. I did take an interesting one. They had yesterday JT to win the Players and Masters is plus 15,000, and Rom to win the Players and Masters plus 6,500. I took those, you know, just for fun.
That is fun. And I, as the
that is fun.
As the leader of the John Rahm fan club, I like today. I like a one under lap.
Well, let's get into the fucking.
I mean, last week he was 7 under and leading the tournament. Okay.
Yep. Yep. And that just screams I'm gonna fall apart. But a 1 under opening round just says you know what, tomorrow I'm going 6 under. Day after that, guess what? I'm going 5 under and I'm gonna
just fucking the tension. Just easing the tension, baby.
I agree. That T21 hurts though.
I mean, it could still come home, couldn't it?
Someone's. Let me check the leaderboard real quick. Let me see how we are sitting. So T15 is minus -2.
We need fucking armor.
No, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, we're
9.
Still alive. We're still alive.
I think there's 9 guys at 2 under who we'd need to fall back, but
I mean I wouldn't fucking count out Davis or Riley Melton on the back.
Who was our guy yesterday that Bob Shelton, you know, he shot even today. Fucking yeah.
Just going for a lap with his buddies.
Your favorite right now at the Players is?
Colin Morikawa.
Colin Morikawa plus 310. Scoot Scheffler was what, minus -4 today? He's plus 470.
Buried that man for a good 10.
And you got Rami plus 1400. J Day still 2000. Holmes 2000. JT's 2700. We'll keep you updated on all that fun stuff. We do have a lot more basketball games today to bet on. We've got more college basketball games to bet on today. We've got more NHL to bet on.
Good, great hockey fucking board tonight.
Nice little hockey board tonight. I didn't realize Nick didn't give out his picks yesterday, so you know what that means.
3-0.
3-0.
Never fails.
That's how that works. Let's do a show, okay?
There we go.
What have we been?
We've kind of been talking about
what have we been doing?
Kind of been talking about the disaster that has been today in college basketball.
I mean, if you want to hear what I've bet on in college basketball so far, I've bet on Baylor. That was an absolute fucking crushing defeat. Michigan money line. The Toronto Raptors I live bet last night because my first two bets lost in my parlay, so then I thought the other one was going to fucking obviously lose. That didn't. Then I also bet Seton Hall and Fresno State and Syracuse, all money line.
What made you do that?
I was watching the games, Tony. Oh, okay. I was watching the games, and I wanted to bet on the fucking games. Okay. And the Seton Hall one, genuinely, it felt like
watching the game.
I just had the fucking game.
I wanted to bet on the games.
I wanted to get a little bit of fucking action. I wanted to feel a little bit of juice in my fucking blood. Action. And I thought that Seton Hall was the best fucking live bet opportunity of all fucking time. I threw a Bruce-sized unit on the fucking play. And, yeah, that ball went in at the last second. It doesn't fucking
Statistically
count.
Speaking, tonight, everyone should go undefeated.
Why? I mean, true. I'm on some of these games, but like Virginia's favorite against UNC after UNC beat the shit out of them.
Twice, right? Yeah. Or no, this would be the second time.
Yeah. Auburn's a dog to Arkansas after Auburn beat the shit out of Arkansas, and everyone's on Arkansas and Virginia.
Yeah, well, this would be only UNC's second quad one win. Duh. Michigan ended up going 3-12 in quad one. We don't think they're going to make the tournament.
Michigan fucking stinks, dude.
They absolutely
what an embarrassment
stink.
That
is there a hot seat? Is there a hot seat situation there?
It should be a hot seat. I mean, Juwan Howard didn't call a timeout while his team like let up a 24-0 run.
Udonis Haslam's retiring. Maybe Howard can lay some back up for the Heat.
Well, you didn't want to smack someone in the mouth there?
I don't know, man. I mean, they got like two NBA players on the team. They're like way more talented than Rutgers.
Can't teach heart, Bruce.
True. And you can't teach team.
You can't teach
team. Well, you actually can certainly teach team.
A little bit.
You can try.
But you can't beat a team.
Let's do college basketball tonight.
Here we go. Empty the fucking hole.
Let me start this.
Oh, let's dive into this.
You start it. Go ahead.
We were robbed of...
Yeah, the rematch.
The rematch.
Why rematch?
The rematch that this country so desperately needs.
The rematch the world had been waiting
for. I can tell you what happened.
Duquesne Dukes.
Dukes knew they were getting in the tournament as an at-large.
They are not getting in any stinking tournament.
They didn't want to waste their fucking legs playing in the fucking A-Town.
I don't love that Fordham's been gassed up to 6.5 against a tough LaSalle.
Don't worry, the Dukes are going to play Mount St. Mary in the opening in the playing four games since we've...
So Fordham has covered the last four against LaSalle, including a buzzer beater win at LaSalle this season. So dominate the matchup. 2,000 Fordham students bought the advance tickets to attend the game at the Barclays Center
Fordham
tonight.
Students.
At least 1,000 alumni will be there. Rose Thrill, the cathedral of basketball in not just New York, the entire country.
Okay.
The oldest gym in Division I sports.
Hell yeah.
Is coming to Barclays and Fordham Rams are getting a big win.
Hell.
By more than 6.5?
Hopefully.
That feels like a lot. That list out.
Feels like a lot of points.
That's the goal.
Feels like a lot of points. But it will be rocking.
Okay. Tonight, I'm going to start with Washington State plus the 2.5 against Oregon. Are you on the other side of that?
No, I stared at that game for 45 minutes last night. I want nothing to do with it.
These are all, hey, why are you picking these trends and matchup? Okay, that's just... Utah Valley, -6.5 against Tarleton State. This line confused me. Now it has moved. I got it at 3 earlier. It's up to 4.5. Vandy, -4.5 against LSU. Matchup, Vandy wound up losing this somehow, but that one I really liked. North Texas is -8.5 against Louisiana Tech.
Mean Green.
Forgot about last night. Had a really, really good basketball night last night. Can't remember who was -11.5, but they won by 30. It was great. Great college basketball night last night.
Quick turnaround.
Today, this morning, not so great. And then my final one, Utah State.
Yep.
You could lay money line 160. We'll allow it. Or you could lay the 3.5. Your choice. So I got Washington State +2.5. Utah Valley -6.5. Vandy -3.5. North Texas -8.5. Utah State -3.5.
What do you say, Bruce?
I am...
You want me to go?
I'm going to deposit and nuke North Carolina.
Oh, no.
I can't even find it.
Hey, get back.
I'm also, of course, on Fordham -6.5.
I like Seattle getting 2.5 against Grand Canyon.
GCU.
I like Hawaii money line versus Cal State Fullerton.
Okay.
I love Illinois money line versus Penn State.
Okay.
I'm taking the bait with Virginia money line.
Okay.
Taking the bait with Arkansas money line.
Okay.
Charlotte money line versus Middle Tennessee. Clemson +1.5 versus NC State. K-State +2.5 versus TCU. Ooh. Utah State money line versus Boom. New Mexico. And UC Riverside money line versus UC Davis.
Okay.
To fucking bounce back. Come on.
We do have a shared program in there, and it's Utah State.
Yeah, I'm hopping on Utah State. And I'm also taking Nevada -4. We're fucking so back.
So don't nuke North Carolina.
Dude, Bruce, I'm so fucking, like, I don't know what's happening with these lines, dude. Like, to me, it looks like UNC is the play. But I just...
Let me see this.
I don't know. I feel like it's Virginia for some reason. But now I felt that way because I thought everyone would be on UNC, but everyone's on fucking Virginia.
20-12 UNC against 23-6 Virginia. UNC 5-5 in their last 10. Virginia 7-3 in their last 10.
I thought it was Baylor to bounce back to beat Iowa State today. So now that fucked me up because that's the same situation. Iowa State boat raced Baylor already. I mean... We're in it, boys. We're in a bad spot today.
How's the matchup?
Bad.
Bad.
What's that movie or show? How are you doing, so-and-so? Bad. I wish I could remember what that's from. Did you nuke him or not?
No. Okay. I went home.
He went home?
I went
Fordham. Home.
You nuked him minus 6.5.
You no. can die on the Fordham
shield. No.
Did you at least buy a couple points?
I'll die with the entire city. Rangers money line. Fordham money line. New York Knicks +2.
I do like the Knicks tonight, actually.
I don't like anything in the NBA, so I'll let you guys handle that.
I actually liked the Sacramento Kings at home with the Knicks coming into town. So we're going there. And then I'm switching up a trend here. I'm going with Golden State on the road for the first time.
You've literally said for the last...
Yeah, well, guess who they're playing, Tony? They're playing the Memphis Grizzlies, and I don't think that organization has any clue what the fuck's going on right now. So,
Whoa.
I'm breaking the trend here.
Whoa.
I'm breaking the trend.
Can you bet on there to be a fight in this game?
I mean, that would be awesome. Draymond,
there's no way, fuck, there's not a dust up in this game. Yeah,
there has to be.
I mean, if the Grizzlies don't fight Draymond, I don't believe in the Grizzlies at all when Ja comes back. And then I'm taking Utah +3. I think they're better than Orlando. And then I'm also taking the Pacers -9 at home with Houston coming into town. I think Houston is in full tank mode. And the Pacers need to play well and get into the play-in so I can go.
They do.
Is Brunson in tonight, Bruce?
It's a great question.
Let me look.
I also like the Warriors on the money line. I think they win that game. Steph's in, right?
Let me look.
From what I saw,
Brunson is questionable.
Jeez. Give me the Knicks +2.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they.
Kings are good. What, Kings second in the West?
Yeah, the Kings are second in the West. It's actually fucking sweet.
It is fucking sweet.
It is pretty fucking sweet, actually.
Knicks are really good on the head to head, bouncing back after the streak snapped.
First game they lost with Josh Hart.
Yep.
That's impressive, Ron, my friend.
Yep. How would you describe things today, Hart. Bruce?
Cold. Ice cold.
And pasta goal.
Hell yeah.
Hey, that's a big matchup tonight, dude. That's a big matchup tonight.
Nikki Skates, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
I like the NHL slate.
Fun slate tonight, which means we'll probably go fucking 0-8. So
no, we don't need any more negative energy.
Is it been one of those?
Somebody to boys? Fucking bring us up.
Surprise, the door will open with all the negative energy.
What the hell's going on? Tournament's not going so well.
Tough morning, lad. Tough morning.
I hear you.
You know what? Whoever said you should bet on and trust fucking 19-year-old kids was wrong.
Those Pitt Panthers, man.
Jesus Christ. You know?
Yeah, your Pitt Panthers are giving me a fucking headache.
Old dude. Pitt would have done very well.
You're giving me a headache!
In this tournament, and then shit the bed.
In the real tournament.
Yeah,
they would have won the Big East, and then they're down 30 right now, so there's...
No. They just made it 27.
The best thing is who's the betting favorite to win the tournament right now?
That's a great question.
Probably Kansas or no, not, can't be Kansas anymore.
It's a national champion is Houston +550.
Yeah, that's no way.
Bama, Kansas, Purdue, Arizona.
Yeah, with all due respect.
Yeah,
let's get to the.
We're ice. Dropping the we're fucking. Getting, we're dropping Carmine.
Carmine, Jesus Christ. Shout out.
There's nothing better than the hockey intro than talking about.
Is Calm still alive?
Calm the redhead?
Yeah, raging.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Just making sure. Let's start in...
He's trying to untangle his headphones.
Start in Tampa Bay. They are favorites against the Knights. I will not be taking the Knights this time.
I actually will be taking the Knights again.
Okay.
9-2-2 in their last 13. Tampa has not played great hockey lately, and they are a big favorite here. I just see it. There's value here. There's an opportunity for a road
win. Let's talk value.
Vegas who's is in good fucking road team. Net? I believe we got Aiden Hill. Going against, or no, we got Johnny Quick. It's Johnny Quick.
Oh, shit.
Probably Vasilevskiy. Nothing confirmed yet. Tampa 1-4-1 in their last six. On the ropes a little bit at this time of year. It's not good. They can still figure it out. A lot of time, a lot of talent, but give me the Knights. Money line.
Ponser in Carolina, $4.30. We'll stay away from that. Yep,
nope.
Isles are at the Penguins. There's a fucking nice little $1.50 favorite for the Pens.
The Islanders have been playing some good hockey lately. 6-2-2 in their last 10. Pens, though, have won 5 of their past 6, despite that ugly loss to Florida in there. Jari's supposed to go tonight. Jari versus Sorokin. No thanks. Nothing for me there, Pop.
You want to talk about a team that hasn't been good lately? That's the Washington Capitals, and they're hosting the
Devils!
I'll take the Devils' money line, -145.
Also on the Devs' money line, Caps are 3-8 in their last 11. New Jersey is just 4 points off Carolina for first place in the entire Metro Division. Listen to this road record.
Okay, listen.
23-4-4.
Good on the road.
Great road team.
Great on the road. It's because they got the devil inside them.
That's because they got Jack Hughes, and now they got Timo Meier. And
fucking the devil inside them.
The devil inside. The devil inside.
The devil likes going out to play. He doesn't like being at home. Bruce, what were you doing with the Rags?
Money line.
I will take the Rags 60-minute money line. Okay. It's a bit high, and it's definitely worth cooking into a parlay. They got to figure it out, and this is a good game for them to figure it out. They're 2-6 in their last 8. Haven't won since Patty Kane came over.
Oh, no.
However,
he's the Russ Westbrook of the NHL.
If you remember, we talked about this. This might happen. Sometimes you inject too much talent into a team too quickly. Takes a little time to figure it out. Montreal on a 4-game losing streak is a great time to figure it out. Road trip. Get the boys to bond together. Let them figure it out a little bit.
Get a fucking poutine and a pint. I mean,
it took like 30 games before fucking Bosch and Wade learned how to carry LeBron in Miami. So I get it.
That's a good point.
Stars are at the Sabres, huh, lad?
Yeah, here we go. Texas hockey money line. Come on.
I'm taking Texas hockey too, and they better not fuck me, Gumps.
Don't fucking put this on me, dude.
I might take the Sabres.
And I'm on the fucking Guinos too.
I might take the Sabres strictly because Gumpy would hate nothing more than losing to a Buffalo sports team.
Oh, yes. I mean, Tiger. Tiger's a whole different animal, you know?
Some say that fucking Tage is the fucking Josh Allen.
Tell you what.
That's not a bad comparison.
The way things are going, the Bills might not be the most hated team in the East.
True. Good. Boom. Jets. I'm going to take the 10-0 in their last 10 fucking Bees money line versus the Edmonton Oilers.
I am too.
This is a fucking banger, dude. Oilers are cooking right now.
I know. I am too begrudgingly.
Good word.
You said it earlier, the value of Vegas on the road. Same thing here with the Oilers. Like, Boston has to lose at some point, right?
Sure. Maybe.
I don't know.
McDavid and Draisaitl, the talent with Edmonton, that's good value. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stick with Boston. But our guy Stu Skin's in net, Gumpy. You got to love
this
that.
This is a possible Stanley Cup preview matchup.
Wow.
It could be if Edmonton keeps it going and gets hot. Evander Kane's coming
back tonight. Wow,
Kane's back.
This is a fucking banger.
Well, if I know anything about Kane.
Get eyes on this one. If you can.
So I'm too big of a coward. I'm going to take the Bees, but I'm just saying, watch out for these Oilers.
Yeah, I'm definitely on the Bees, but I do like what the Oilers have done since the trade deadline.
Give me the Oilers.
I love it.
Bro. Anything fucking Sharks and Bluesies?
No.
I think there's value here. I'm going to take the Kings on the road against the Launch.
Ooh. I'm actually taking the Launch at home against the Kings.
Son of a bitch!
But I don't hate it. Same thing. There's good value. The Kings have won 4 in a row. Colorado finally got a win after they were hot. Then they lost a couple in a row. And then they pounded San Jose 6-0 on Tuesday. So they're trying to figure it out again. Cale Makar's back. They're figuring out the lineup again with him in it and some of the moves they made at the deadline. I'll take them to get back on track here at home.
Why?
Why is fucking Grubworm in that for the Kraken?
Fucking Grubar?
Yeah, when I saw that, I was actually on the Kraken, then I saw Grubworm was in that.
Against the pesky sense?
They won 5 straight, man, the Kraken.
Yeah, the pesky Sens have won 5 of their last 6, but now Cam Talbot is out for 3 weeks with a lower body injury, their goaltender. So I'm going to stay away from
Max that one. Solgaard's 4-1-1.
Yeah, he's got a little bit to him, huh?
Hey, shout out to NHL. Pretty much all these games are same game parlays and not just Predators and Coyotes.
Yeah, figuring it out. Okay. You know, it's post trade deadline. Everybody's figuring it out. Everybody's seeing what they got.
Everyone's fucking figuring it out.
Get eyes on these fucking games, dude.
Let's get eyes on these good luck, fucking boys. Games. Good luck.
Watch out for the Yotes at home in the
Let. Yotes are always a live dog at Mullet Arena.
Always a fucking live dog. Colorado's beating number 2 UCLA.
Good luck, boys.
Good luck.
I mean, if Iowa loses to fucking Ohio State, I'm... Jesus.
It's currently a 48-47 Ohio State lead.
What the fuck?
35. Fucking... Everyone hang in there, okay?
We can't have this fucking in March, dude. We got hot. We were supposed to get hot at the right time.
Well, we are.
Felt it's, good
we
the are. Other day. We were cooking, it's and then only, today...
It's only Wednesday of conference tournament week. Okay?
Wednesday has taken my fucking soul.
Next week. Next week is the week that we need to worry about. But, listen, no one fucking remembers what you did in conference tournament week, okay? Everyone remembers, everyone remembers what you did in the tournament.
Hey, so, you gotta get to the dance.
We are all already in as at-larges, okay?
Settle up in April.
I'm a bubble team. I gotta make a play.
I'll fucking sleep in May.
Settle up in April, baby.
Yeah.
Settle up in April. All right.
Is there anyone on the course who is going to threaten? No. Jay Day's -2. Shout out. Here we go.
Where's Larry?
Where's Larry?
Mike or Shane?
Shane.
Well, let me find out. Command F, Shane.
Where's Stewie Sink?
Stu. Lowry is +3, tied 115.
Stu
Sink is even through 11 for T46.
Wow.
That's my Stu.
Currently tied with the likes of Ricky Fowler, Vic Hovland, Matt Fitzpatrick, Homa, JT. He's right in it.
Fucking Canadian lad in third here, -5.
Oh, fucking.
Pendris?
Oh, fucking Taylor Pendris.
Jeez, fucking, have a day, son.
Fucking Teddy Pendergrass. All right. Anything footy tomorrow or no?
No, there's nothing really tomorrow that caught my eye. There's only a couple matches. Lot of live dogs in the MLS on Saturday night, though.
I can't wait.
I saw.
Wait a second. It's not Wednesday. We got picks Friday tomorrow.
Oh, it's Thursday.
Apparently it's Thursday. See, we don't even know what fucking day it is.
Yeah, picks Friday. Wait,
you guys have hockey talk last night?
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? You didn't watch?
Yeah, I missed it, actually.
Was Barry on or?
Mitt thought it was Tuesday.
I had no fucking clue
what I did think it was Wednesday. Genuinely. Who was on last night?
No one. It was just the lads shooting the shit.
Ooh. Fucking put Barry and AQ came on.
That goes without saying.
Witt was fun last week.
Witt was very good. He's awesome.
Witt's always awesome.
I can't really miss
it. Picks Friday tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
I mean, we're going to be into the semis for conference tourneys. We're going to be live betting golf. We're going
to don't forget to tweet your picks out in the morning again.
Shut up.
I'll actually tweet my picks out so you can fade them. Mark Schmidt is back. Let's go.
Luckily, two of those won.
Just Mitchett.
We did not get blanked. Two of them won. Thank God.
I'm holding out hope for Prairie View here. I have way too much faith in Providence. I always have.
They just won't stop being.
I always will.
I do. I will go down with the Friars at all times.
It's because they just won't stop being a mafia in Providence.
All right. We ready? Let's go have a Thursday night, boys. I'm going to have a fucking cocktail. I can promise you that. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Yeah.